Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
The billiard room.
No.
Not the billiards.
It was. Come on, Rick. What? Come on. We call it the place to be.
The place to be. Yes, it's the place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Indicates. Good evening, people. Welcome to the show. This is the place to be. What we're going to do from here on out, and we appreciate those that have clicked on and are listening right now, because we're welcoming you into you can call it a man cave. You can call it I can't think of what they called it in that 70s show where they're all sitting in the circle in the basement. But something of that nature.
I'm just going to call it the place to be.
Fair enough. That is my co-host. I'll introduce him in a minute. My name is Scott Criscolo. Welcome to the place to be. From here on out through eternity, this is your home for everything. We talk anything and everything in the place to be. We don't discriminate. If you're a wrestling fan, welcome. If you're a sports fan, welcome. TV, music, movies, nothing. We can talk about nothing. My co-host is a Seinfeld fan. They talk about nothing. Let me bring in my co-host. He is the administrator of a message board that kind of is the genesis of what we're doing here. I'm going to let him bring that out. Mr. Justin Rosero, welcome, sir.
Hello, Mr. Criscolo. How are you today?
It is great to be here, and it's great to be here for everyone as we have opened the doors to the place to be. And this is the place to be. We want it to be open to everyone. And explain how we got started. What created this right now for everyone and what we're going to do.
Well, as some of our listeners may know, you had a wrestling-only show and a sports-only show on an internet radio station. And I was often a guest on that show, along with you and your co-host, Johnny Reckless, and our friend Dr. G. And we decided that internet radio may not really be the best way to get our product out there, and that we thought maybe a podcast would be the way to go. So we decided to go ahead and start this podcast up. And it's going to be a little bit of something for everyone. We're going to do shows about wrestling, then we're going to have shows, you know, sports exclusive, some TV talk, movie talk. And we already have a few interesting guests lined up as well. So
it's open for everyone. I mean, again, for those that don't know, the internet site, it was a music site, and it's a great station. One of my dearest friends runs it, and he asked if he wanted some theme specific shows, and I did a show. It was called The Main Event, and it was all wrestling. And my co-host Johnny Reckless, who you will get to know in time. In fact, you'll get to know a myriad of the rest of our motley crew.
Yeah, you think Bill Simmons has his friends on? Wait till we get going.
Oh yeah. It is going to be like a basement. It is going to be like a man cave. There's people coming in and out. There'll be some girls here too, but it'll be guys all over the place and topics coming up. It'll be insane. You'll love it. And then I did a sports show called The Winning Point again with one of our dearest friends. He goes by Dr. G. But there's one thing about doing a podcast and being on a radio station, and that's convenience. It's one thing to say, hey, check our show out at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. And that's cool if you live in Connecticut or Rhode Island or New York. But if you're in Arizona or some of our good friends who are on our message board, like our good friend Kieran, who lives in Scotland. I don't even know what the hell 3 o'clock in the afternoon is there. What is it, like 4 a.m. or something? I don't even know.
Something crazy.
Yeah, something nuts. Middle of the night. So we've decided to take the message board to you, and we're gonna let you know about this message board that we started up almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I guess, right now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just over 3 years ago. And what that is, this is an extension of that, and we want you to join that. And we'll let you know about that at the end of the cast. But what we do here is we're gonna talk about anything and everything. We're wrestling fans, and I know what you're thinking. I know a lot of people are like, oh, God, wrestling. That's fine. No problem, because we're not just here for that. We talk sports. We got a couple nice topics we're going to bring up in our premiere show today. Big topics, not just football, hoops, college hoops, all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, we figured on shows, you know, where we don't have something specific to do, either like a review or a preview or, anything, a guest, what we would do is just kind of take some of the major headlines from the day, mainly in sports, and just kind of, you know, hit them quick and get that out there for you just to kind of get things rolling.
Exactly, and then we'll debate. And listen, we've got callers. We're gonna give you a phone. You can call into our shows. We're gonna. There's a lot as this show evolves. It's gonna be so much fun. We're gonna have a blast.
Yeah, and I guess if you're listening to this, you probably already know. But the website itself is place to be at podbean.com.
Yes, you can also Podbean is our platform.
And you can also send us an email at placetobepodcast@gmail.com. And there's also an option on the Podbean page to subscribe to us on iTunes. So if you do that, anytime you load up iTunes and hit update, it'll automatically add any new shows that we've done.
Yep, and we're going to have a boatload. And we're going to have them all labeled out for you. We're going to have all the great descriptions. We're having a Major League Baseball preview show coming up. For you wrestling fans, we are going to preview pay-per-views, legendary pay-per-views. WWE's mainly, but we also talk about some other promotions that, of course, no longer exist. We're gonna have some great TV discussions going on, movies, and as for the TV thing, if we were to talk about TV shows or anything going on in that medium, it's gonna be fascinating because Justin and I have very diverse tastes in television. I like a lot of cop dramas, shooting, violence, that kind of thing. I like sci-fi. I'm a big science fiction fan. I like British television. I like Doctor Who, Torchwood, The Tomorrow People. It's an older show, but
Hannah Montana.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Well, what is she now? 20? So I guess she's not illegal anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Mark Sanchez has showed us, as long as you live in New Jersey and she's over 16, it's good to go.
Exactly, because they go by their own rules. I got a whole thing about that anyway. And I, you know, it's funny. It's actually a great discussion to open with because you are, of course, a huge member of the Sanchez Club. And I actually like Mark Sanchez. I'm a Cowboys fan, by the way, so I really have nothing to say about anything. My team couldn't even get the Super Bowl right. And we'll talk about that, too. You know about the lawsuit. $5 million class action suit of those 400 fans that you know, bought tickets to the Super Bowl and ended up watching it in, like, the bathroom stall.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, there's some stories coming out now, some interviews that were done, that things weren't as rosy as the NFL's trying to make it sound like as far as what was provided to them and what they're receiving. So
now, all Jerry Jones cared about was having the record for the most highest attendance for a Super Bowl, which currently is held by Super Bowl 14 between the Rams and the Steelers in 1980 at the Rose Bowl. I think it was like 104,000. He wanted 108,000, but we're talking folding chairs and like slammed together. They were going to take there were certain sections they were going to take cup holders out to make them even smaller. I mean, it was a joke. And it's, you know, and the NFL was offering them free food and like swag and three times the ticket price. They could be guests to the Super Bowl, like all this stuff. And then, you know, but again, it was not, you know, we apparently the ticket people were very rude. I mean, it was not pretty.
Part of it, too, is you got to remember, a lot of these people aren't paying face value, but they're getting, when they said, we'll give you three times the amount, that was three times face value. But these people may have paid, you know, even more than that to get the ticket.
They could have gone on StubHub and gotten, you know, a $400 ticket for $2,000, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Exactly. And adding to it, you know, they were saying they're going to be invited to next year's Super Bowl. You know, they're going to get tickets. But what if their team's not, you know, what if they came to see the Packers and the Packers don't make it next year? So now you're going to go to Super Bowl. You know, that has two completely different teams.
Exactly. And the other option was they were allowed to, if they could roam, they could be roaming Super Bowl. Like, they could pick anyone they want, and they can wait until after the conference championships. But if they took that option, they wouldn't get the deal with the three times the ticket. They'd just go to the game.
Well, and the people that were moved around, they said that it took them almost till halftime, a lot of them, to get to their seats.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty, folks, and obviously there's a law in Texas where class action suits can end up being three times what the initial fee was. So if it's $5 million, these people may end up getting almost $15 million.
Good. I hope so, because it's a mess.
A lot of that, yeah, and a lot of that goes to, and of course you're talking about legal fees and that kind of stuff. So anyway, this is the kind of thing you'll get here in the place to be. Banter like this, good debate, and you know, Justin and I have plenty of things we're going to disagree with, and that's what makes it even fun. And that's why we want you to go and email us, go on our message board. You know, when we hopefully we're going to continue to work with our equipment here. We'll try and get some call-ins. We'll let you know the number, and this is what we're going to do. We're just going to chat, have a good time, inform, debate, banter, make fun. We got, I mean, the motley crew that we've assembled. And mind you, they're all very, very – they're all educated. We've all been in the business, the radio business at some point. I was in the business almost 10 years. Justin was a producer, television producer in his day. So we've got plenty of experience. So you're going to – we're not the kind of guys that are just going to hook up something and then, you know, sound like two morons for an hour or three.
Well, I mean, we still might, but we shouldn't.
Well, that all depends on the topic, I suppose.
I just wanted to hop back to that, and maybe this will segue to our next point, but I've kind of said all along that I feel like that disaster in Dallas, everything that happened for the Super Bowl, was the football gods punishing Roger Goodell for this. A, for the way he's been acting with the 18-game schedule and trying to push these guys who are already banged up, and secondly, for the stubbornness and the selfishness and the greediness of the impending lockout. I think this was the football gods saying, you know what, you want to be a douche, we're going to ruin your Super Bowl. Because things are not looking good for next season.
No, it's not. Apparently, it's not. They walked away again. You know, there's a lot of obviously when it comes to union issues, and this isn't going to be the only sport. The NBA has got its own issues to deal with, and we'll hear more about that in the coming weeks when we get to the All-Star game in LA. Apparently this thing is a 50-50 split, and they're not biting on it. And so the owners walked away. So here we are talking about an 18-game schedule, and in the end, we may not have any schedule.
And 50-50, so, I mean, to me, that's fair. I mean, the players are the ones out there putting their lives in line. Yeah, the owners fund a lot, obviously, and, you know, they should be in a position to make money. But, you know, they're not going to make any money without the players. And they can try and bring in replacement players, which is another rumor going around. But I don't know how long this is going to last. Yeah, I mean, look at the XFL. That got ratings for 1 week, and then it went downhill, so...
Yeah, well, it was tough to watch, you know, football games on Sunday afternoons on WB or whatever the channels were. But
I mean, unless
apparently the situation. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna make a joke and say unless they're gonna roll out Keanu Reeves and John Favreau and Roy from The Office like in the Replacements movie. I don't think anyone.
I think that would be tremendous.
Yes, obviously.
I think that would be tremendous. and I would definitely play for Gene Hackman. There's no doubt about it.
Obviously, either basketball or football. He's good at coaching both.
Exactly. He's tremendous. He's got championships on two levels.
Yes.
Just looking at the article on ESPN. Let's see. So I was going looking at this now. Wednesday's meeting started badly when the owners' negotiating team interpreted the union's proposal of 49-51% take as total revenue instead of the union's intended percentage take of all revenue. At the current revenue levels, total revenue has been defined as an estimated $9 billion minus a $1 billion credit in the owner's favor. In the current CBA deal about to expire, the union share has been estimated at about 60% of $8 billion once the $1 billion credit was subtracted. So it's a lot of jargon that probably the average football fan doesn't really understand. It's at financial levels that nobody really can wrap their head around.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. It's money that we would never even dream of seeing or talking about or hearing or making. So it's like, to us, it's basically like talking about Monopoly money. I mean, really, in the end.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep tabs on this and come back here, and we'll keep you updated.
Well, Adam Schefter, today, you know, I trust him for a lot of news. My background was I worked with NFL Network for a little while, and that's when he was coming up, and I kind of feel like he's one of the guys I kind of saw grow into what he is now. And to me, I follow him because he usually seems to be on, and he did say that he. Didn't think it looked very good today. That was his tweet saying it looked like it wasn't. The fact that they're walking away already isn't a good thing.
No, it's not. And we're going to keep tabs on that. Now, I don't remember. I don't know how the relationship is with the players union and the NBA owners. The NBA union has always been a little shaky. I have a feeling that if Gene Upshaw was still the head of the players union, And the players' union was actually, for a long time in the NFL, stronger than the baseball union. The MLB players' union didn't really get strong until the mid-80s. Well, I guess the late 70s into the 80s. Gene Upshaw, once he became the head of the NFL player union, they were the thing. I mean, they won almost everything, and they walked out a few times. And I have a feeling he would probably roll with a lot of these numbers, but the way that it's happening now for the NFL's union, I'm a little nervous as to how that's going to play out. I hope they just run to the lockout and that's it.
No, in the end, and it's going to be like this in basketball and football. A lot of these guys, what's out there is that they live check to check. I mean, as much money as they make, they still live check to check. And once those checks stop coming in, and you can already see it with a couple guys, like Antonio Cromartie was already kind of stumping to get a deal done, because that's a guy who's got a lot of child support and a lot of other issues to pay for. And, you know, these guys, once they stop getting those big checks every week or every other week, that's when they start to cave. And that's why these things usually don't last long. That's why the owners usually strong arm them.
Yeah, and he's gonna pay what? How many kids does he have? Nine?
I think he's got nine. Yeah, by like nine women or something.
Yeah, like nine mothers from brothers from other mothers. Good God. So we'll keep tabs on that, because that obviously is not gonna end anytime through this summer, and it's.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the draft plays out. If they're even gonna have one, are they gonna put that off? You know, and free agency is supposed to be starting, so there's a lot going on. That'll be interesting. Like you said, we'll keep an eye on it. But let's move on to another big story that came up today. Jerry Sloan resigned from the Utah Jazz as coach. 23 seasons.
I was floored by that. I mean, he took over the Jazz. I was a sophomore. Of course, I'm going to date myself here. The old jokes will be coming. I was a sophomore in high school when he became the head coach of the Jazz. December 9th, 1988, he replaced Frank Layden. And there's a guy.
I had just turned 8, so let's put that in perspective.
Thanks. They let's be honest. Go through the history. Let's go through the history. The Jazz were a model, consistent NBA franchise. If you look back, did they ever really have hideous seasons? I mean, you're a Celtics fan. I'm a Laker fan, and yeah, we do get along fairly well. But you know, the Lakers had a couple of down years. Nothing too bad though. Celtics had some hideous years in the 90s. But,
well, the main problem with the Celtics was they weren't prepared. You know, they let their guys age, and they didn't prepare for that turnover. And then the one guy they did have to maybe lead them, Reggie Lewis, ended up dying. So that really put them into...
Actually, two if you count Len Bias. That draft pick was supposed to be the future.
Yep.
And it's amazing how you think back how great that Celtics team could have been had those two guys. I don't know if the Lakers would have won it in 87. I mean, they would have had Bird. They would have had that starting five, and then Len Bias off the bench, probably.
Yep.
Unless he started for Danny Ainge at the two guard, but it depends. Anyway, but the Utah Jazz through those years, not one crappy year. I mean, you never saw a Jazz team go like 23-59.
No,
I mean, maybe they'd be like 39-43 a couple times, you know, and then of course most of the 90s they were a top 4 or 5 Western Conference team. You know, and he had a lot of talent, and Karl Malone.
And even this year, they're second in the division. They got, 31-23. They're doing pretty well, but a lot of the rumors coming out was that he and Darren Williams did not get along. And now that's what they're saying. Basically, they got to a few of the rumors I've read is that they got into a pretty big fight that people thought was going to come to blows in practice yesterday. And that's what finally pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, and I'm a little disappointed. I actually like Darren Williams. I remember him at Illinois, that awesome team in 2005 that fell within 6 points of winning the national championship. And I was always a really big fan of his, and I'm a little disappointed in this. You know, Jerry Sloan, the guy's been a coach for a long time. This isn't like you're dealing with Scott Skiles or somebody who's only been a coach, 2 years or 3 years. I'm a little disappointed in him. I thought he would be a little more. But then we don't know a lot. I mean, on the other side of the coin, Jerry Sloan might be, I don't know, maybe 23 years is a long time. I mean, maybe there was a time for him to step aside. But again, the guys kept coaching and they've stayed consistent. They're in the chase again this year. I mean, they gave the Lakers a decent run in last year's playoffs.
So, I'm looking at their record since Sloan came in, and really they've only had one bad year. That was 2004 into 2005. They were 26-56, and the next year they were 500. Other than that, they've always won. It looks like at least 44-45 games since he came in, and they've made the playoffs all except for 3 years.
Yeah, and twice Western Conference champions, 1997, 1998. I was never the biggest Karl Malone fan. only because I didn't like when he said that he wouldn't play when Magic Johnson came back in 1992. Because he didn't want to get touched with the HIV blood. That kind of bothered me. But
yeah, you got to think about it at that time, though. I mean, a lot of people didn't really have a full grasp on HIV and its repercussions, and it was pretty scary. I mean, I don't know. I was 11 at the time, but from what I remember, it was you know, pretty freaky. You didn't know what was going to happen.
I guess I'm being biased because I was, you know, Magic's my favorite player of all time, so I was devastated when that happened. But anyway, but John Stockton, the guy was a model point guard. Jeff Hornacek, guy could shoot threes with his eyes closed. I mean, they had some great teams. Brian Russell.
Oh, yeah. You know,
who should have got an offensive foul on Michael on that shot because Michael pushed off. But then again, Michael never got called for anything. So,
well, a lot of those series were like, you know, you always thought that would be the team to beat them. Like, you know, Phoenix in 93 was really nasty. And then, you know, as the legend goes, Barkley wins the MVP. Jordan gets pissed and lights them up and they end up winning. Same thing with Seattle. You know, Chicago came out hot, won those first two, but Seattle came, or maybe it was actually 3-0, I think. And then Seattle battled back valiantly, but, you know, a lot of people thought Seattle had a chance. They were the best team after the Bulls in the league that year. And then those two Jazz ones, I mean, I still don't know how they didn't win at least one of those series.
Well, and the Jazz had home court in, was it the last one, 98? Because that was game six, right, when Jordan hit the shot?
So yeah,
So that meant the Jazz had home court. And, no, that's just Michael for you. But and ever since then, they never could really get that close again, but they were always in it. So I mean, there's not that kind of – you don't see that kind of consistency in any sport anymore when it comes to coaching. Maybe college, but college is a little different. You don't see managers – I mean, Bobby Cox just is now retired. I don't know. Who's the longest tenured manager now? Can't be anybody that long.
No, it's not Francona, is it?
It might be. He's been there since 04.
Yeah, so it's 7 years. Is that
7 years? I mean, before that it was Torrey. I mean, Joe was there. What? He was there 12 years.
Yeah, he was there for a while. So it might be Francona.
Might be Francona right now. He's been there since 2004. You know, the NHL. I don't remember how.
Or Mike Socia. He's been there since at least 2002, 2001. Like that.
Yeah. So Mike Socia is I think the longest tenured major league manager. NFL coach, forget it.
Oh, no, you know what? We're missing an obvious one. Tony La Russa has been there since 95.
He's been there since 95, so 15 years. NFL, the longest tenured coach just left, and that was Jeff Fisher.
And that's another guy who walked away, you know, a little disenfranchised with a team and their perceived star player, but now they're saying it looks like Vince Young's still going to go, so I don't know the deal there.
That's such a weird mess, that whole situation in Tennessee, and again, that connects with the whole thing with the union. Maybe Bud Adams had other things in his mind. He's also like 95 years old too. But I mean, Jerry Sloan is just a model of consistency, and I don't know. I think let me double check. I had his name in the back of my mind. Who is replacing him on the bench? Guy used to play with him, or used to play for the Jazz. I want to say Thurl Bailey, but I don't think that's right. Let me check the story here. But one of his assistants has
Tyrone Corbin.
Tyrone Corbin, who was in the league for Jesus.
Yeah, he was in there for a while.
For a long time. But you know, Deron Williams' image is going to be, you know, he's going to be questioned here, because anytime you have a situation, I don't say anytime, but a lot of times, whenever there's a coach/player issue, 90% of the time, the coach gets the benefit of the doubt. Just based on experience. But it all depends on the coach.
Well, it seems like this, though. He wasn't fired. I mean, you know, they didn't really choose. I mean, I don't know how the talks went. Maybe it was kind of one of those, we'll let you resign, so it looks good. But, I mean, the thing now that Deron Williams has to decide is, are you going to stay there? Because now that you forced him out, if you leave, you are really a villain. I mean, look at, you know, LeBron, same thing happened with him. You know, he got Mike Brown fired, and then he left. So,
exactly.
You got to decide. If you want to stay in Utah, that's fine, but... You know, if you're going to end up trying to force your way out either with a trade or once you're a free agent, now, you know, this is going to look really bad, driving an iconic coach out. And I wouldn't be surprised if Williams does leave, maybe Sloan comes back.
It's entirely possible. Maybe this is just a temporary thing, and Tyrone Corbin will just, you know, coach out the year, and they'll see what happens to Williams, and then Jerry Sloan comes back. I mean, I don't know how old he is. I think he's in his mid-60s. But we'll see. Let's keep track of that. Utah, again, is in the heat of the Western Conference race. This is the inaugural edition of The Place to Be. Now, as we've said, right now we're giving you a cornucopia of topics, but when you go to our page, we're gonna have a myriad of different casts, and you choose. You can listen to them all. We'd love you to do that, but if you can pick and choose, we're gonna have, again, TV ones, sports. We're gonna have our Major League Baseball preview coming up.
Oh wait, you just wait till we do the Jersey Shore season recap. That's gonna be a big one.
That new girl is hideous looking. I'm sorry. Wow. I caught a quick thing when I was at your house. I haven't. I'm not a fan. I have so many shows I watch. I never get a chance to. But that new girl, what's her name? Dina or something?
I'm sorry, but I really thought you meant Leanne, who's going to be joining us, doing the Jersey Shore recaps with me. When you said the new girl's hideous, I thought you were talking about her.
No, of course not.
Leanne's a very lovely girl. We're not going to offend our
No, we're not going to offend her. No. She'll be joining us for Jersey Shore recaps with Justin. But no, I'm talking about that girl, Dina, the one that Snooki brought in.
Yeah, Dina is a mess.
She's hideous looking. My favorite guy in that show, and it's not because he's from Rhode Island, but I always like Pauly D. He seems like a pretty straightforward guy.
Well, it's funny. After the first season, when he kind of got the novelty out, he seems like the one guy who really gets – he's like in on the joke. Like he gets it, and he's actually really funny the last couple seasons. Yeah. He's just kind of the shit stir.
What was the other kid? The one that had the big – the guy that had the big family. They came and they all cooked.
Oh, Vinny.
Vinny's good too. But I can't stand that other meathead and what's her name?
Ronnie and Sammy.
Ronnie, yeah, I can't stand either of them.
Well, they had a big blowout on tonight's episode. We're recording this on Thursday night.
Oh, really?
And, the shit hit the fan tonight. It was pretty ugly. So we'll get into that though when we do the full recap.
Well, I remember time when what episode was it? Season one, where they're walking down the boardwalk and the chick and what's her name's mouthing off to the other guy, and she's pretty much telling Ronnie to beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, come at me, bro. One shot, son. One shot.
Yeah. What are you from Staten Island? Who lives in Staten Island or whatever the guy was saying?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
But yeah, we're going to talk about that. Johnny Reckless and I are big fans of Sons of Anarchy, which will be coming back in September. Actually, it's also I'm a big fan of FX. I like FX. I like almost all their shows. This is the last season of Rescue Me coming up this in June, I think the season will start. And apparently Dennis Leary wants to try and line up the final episode on 9/11, which is a Sunday night. So that should be pretty interesting. It's a good show. Last couple seasons were a little shaky, but the first 4 or 5 were actually pretty good. Sons of Anarchy is a great show, so.
We also have to we'll have a couple of people on to talk about The Office with Steve Carell. He'll be leaving, you know, with a few episodes left in the season. So it looks like, you know, there's a lot going on as to who his replacement's going to be. Will they do someone that's already on the show? Are they going to bring in someone else? There was a story out there. Ricky Gervais was trying to get them to have Will Arnett come on to take over that role.
That might not be bad. I don't watch I watch it occasionally. We actually, the company I work for, ingest and distribute for syndication from out of our company. So I actually, when I go into our ingest area, I always see an episode. I don't know what seasons, it's random, but I think Will Arnett might fit in that role. I mean, Steve Carell's one of a kind. My favorite character is the receptionist. What's her name? Amy? No, not Amy.
Pam?
What's
or Aaron?
What's
Aaron or Pam?
Pam. The one that is married or was going to marry. What's his name? Jim? Not Jim. Jim's his real name.
Yeah, no, Jim. So yeah, Jim. They're
Pam. I like her.
Yeah, she's actually in sales now. So Aaron's a new receptionist.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Such how behind I am.
Yeah, you're pretty behind.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if we actually ingest them in random in the same episode, but I know that she was the receptionist, I guess, in the early seasons. But yeah, we talk about all sorts of shows, movies. We have one of our hosts in our clan, big movie fan, movie buff. I watch – we all kind of watch movies, but he's got, like, the inside track. He's a big fan of the Oscars. And so we might have him on close to Oscar time, and we'll take your emails. Please utilize the email address. We'll read anything. We'll read it all. You have trivia, depending on what kind of show. Let us know what show it's for. We'll try and stump you. Maybe as we come on down the line, we get more established. Maybe we'll set some prizes up. We've been talking about maybe doing a trivia podcast. All sorts of fun stuff we're going
to
do here.
Yeah, and if you are interested in appearing and there's something you want to talk about, send us an email. If you have Skype or we also have a setup where you can call in or we can call you to talk for a little bit. And we're always welcome to various guests. So if you listen to this and you think there's something, you know, you want to have a discussion about, definitely we'll be more than welcome to have you on.
Exactly. I mean, we that's what the place to be is. Like I said, it's just a place to have a good time. Pop culture. It's what it's all about. And just to reiterate again, if you see anything on our page that involves wrestling, we do talk about wrestling, but that's not the only thing. So don't look at it and go, oh, God, wrestling meatheads, and then move on to something else. Trust me, that's not us. We do talk about it, and we will, you know, identify the podcasts that have it. And if you're a fan, trust me, you will not be disappointed. Let me stress that.
Well, we can definitely announce already, because it's been locked in, one of our first guests actually will be a wrestler, John Walters, who is a fellow Assumption alumni like myself, and He spent some time in WWE for a little while early in the decade. He's also been in various other promotions, and he's on one right now that's on MTV2. So I've already reached base with him, and he said he'll definitely come on and talk about his career and a little bit inside the business. So that'll be a fun interview.
Yep, he goes by the Hurricane. He actually also, for you indie fans, he was also the Ring of Honor Pure Champion. So, and he was also in Prince Nana's Embassy.
Yeah,
see, I told you, when it comes to wrestling, you're not going to get anything past the two of us.
And right now, he goes by RJ Brewer on Lucha Libre USA on MTV2.
Yes, so we're going to have him on in the future. And one of the things that Justin and I actually are pretty, I don't want to say famous, I don't want to go that far, but well, maybe I guess you could say it depends on your point of view and the level of it. But anyway, let us give you the address of our actual message board. It's bigelow34.proboards.com. That's the message board. It's the place to be. And again, we talk about all sorts of stuff, but for you wrestling fans out there, let me focus on you guys and gals for a minute. If you go to any of the more popular blogs or boards out there, the Blog of Doom, History of WWE.com, which is run by one of our dear friends, Graham Cawthon. You've probably seen Scott and Justin's pay-per-view reviews because they're posted a lot. That's us. And him and I have known each other for almost 8 years now, and we've pretty much been writing them pretty much since we met, pretty much right when we started talking and getting to know each other. And they're all over the internet. I mean, you could find them. I mean, we've gotten our reviews are referred to in Wikipedia pages, and it's just a fun thing. We watch pay-per-views, we review them, we rip them, we grade them great, we grade them badly. We have a lot of input from fans, so that's kind of how the board started, but it's branched out from there. It's not, and I really want to reiterate that it is not just wrestling, but that is the backbone of how things started here in the place to be. But that's not the only thing. Again, we've branched out to all sorts of fun stuff. So if you're an old school fan, if you're kind of my age, who's been watching it for mumbling years, and or you're a fan like Justin or some of our other friends who are a lot younger, who have been only watching since the mid-90s, you're welcome. We're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff. Actually, we're going to get into a little wrestling a little bit later on, a couple of tidbits. We also have, again, baseball season's around the corner. Justin's a Yankee fan. He gets excited. I'm a Met fan. I'm usually watching something else by July, but I try to be very positive. But
I'm looking forward to in April. I am going out to Washington D.C. We're gonna check out a Nationals game while we're down there. So I will come back with a review of that stadium because I've heard it's really nice. Yes,
which is actually it's a green park. Actually, it's the air conditioning is. I don't think it's solar, but it's all the air systems and the drainage system. It's all green. I think that was a key point when they were building that ballpark. So I personally think you should go to the Phillies game. That's my opinion.
Yes, they're playing the Phillies and the Brewers. So we'll see what night my cousin's free to go. We'll check it out.
Well, the Brewers, though, the Brewers aren't going to be too bad. But you know what? We're not going to tip our hats on that. You need to join us. You need to click on the podcast of our Major League Baseball preview. So join. Keep checking our page. And we'll let you know when that's going to happen, but I'll bring on our seasoned radio veteran, Dr. G, who is another big Yankee fan, but he will give you all of his insights. So that's going to be a fun one to look forward to. So we got a lot of stuff. We're going right out of the gate, folks. We're not tiptoeing our way through this. We are going to come right out of the gate, big time stuff for all of you, wrestling fans, sports fans, Jersey Shore fans. We need to get them out. We need to get the Jersey Shore fans out. I want to know if other people think this. What's her name? Dina?
Right? Yes.
Dina, the new one? Is she's just, I don't know. I only saw her for a few seconds when I was at your house, and she's hideous looking. So I can't. Is that other one back? Who's the other one from last year that wanted to beat up, what's her name? Who's the
Angelina?
One? Yeah, is that the one that was on last year who, she was, she had a boyfriend. And then she hooked up with the situation, and the guy got mad at her and broke up with her over the phone.
No, I think you mixed it up like 8 different storylines, but yeah.
I know, yeah, I did, yeah. To me, they all morphed into one long,
Yeah, JWoww's still there. I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about. Her and her boyfriend finally broke up this season, and now she's dating some other guy. And Angelina's the one who everyone hated. She left halfway through season 1, and then came back for season 2, and then she left again because shit just hit the fan again. So right now, it was, to start the season, was Snooki, JWoww, Sammy, and then Dina, who is Snooki's friend, who, she is kind of a train wreck, but she's actually added a lot of entertainment. We'll give her that. She's definitely Rookie of the Year so far. Oh, and okay. The guys have been the same since the show started.
So there we go. So we're gonna have Leanne on to talk a little Jersey Shore. Johnny Reckless, like I said, one of our future contributors. Not only a wrestling fan, but again, a big fan of Lost. So anybody who watches the DVDs, I know the show's not on anymore, but I just watched the first two seasons on DVD. So for you Lost fans, you can let me know how things are gonna go for the next four. I'm always told that season three is good, season four shaky, and five and six are awesome. But you know, that's a lot of people's opinion. But we just got a myriad of things. I can't stress that enough. I just want everyone to know who's listening. Obviously, and we appreciate you listening to our premiere here. We're just giving you a cornucopia of the things we do, but we're going to have so much stuff to talk about. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great summer. I got to think about summer. For those of you that live, you know, in Florida, God bless you, because you're the only state in this part of the country that doesn't have any snow. Even Texas has snow, for God's sakes.
I mean, and no salt, only sand.
Exactly. So, if you look out the window where we live right now, there's a lot still on the ground. I think it's like 11 degrees right now as we're talking. But for you wrestling fans that are listening, why don't we throw out a couple of stories now? Of course, the big story everyone likes to talk about is whether or not Sting is coming to WWE. Obviously, there's two stories going around. One is that he's the guy in the 221-11 vignettes. Others say that he's close to going back to TNA. And there's others who don't know anything, and that Sting is just floating around.
Yeah, you know, the first week I saw it, I would have bet money it was going to be Sting. Then this week's, they started playing, is it Johnny Cash, that song?
Johnny Cash.
That song really made me think it was Taker, because it was talk about how he can't be buried. So, and of course, last time we saw him, he was buried alive. So I'm thinking it's for Taker, but that still may be they're trying to swerve everyone and make it think it's Taker, and then he returns, and then Sting still comes out. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And of course, the other big news bit that came out today was the WWE conference call for the stockholders.
Yes.
And Vince McMahon did reveal that he's been in contact with Verizon, Time Warner, and DirecTV for launching the WWE channel. They're hoping to look at that for 2012. So
you and I have talked about this in the past on our other show. You are a customer of WWE 24, or whatever the heck it's called. It's actually not technically called 24/7 anymore. It's called Classics, not Classics on Demand.
Yeah, Classics on Demand.
What do you think the impact of that's going to be? I mean, what's the programming going to be then? If they're going to have to, do you think they'll ditch the on demand? How would you work it?
I'd keep it, because it's such low cost for them to run it. Really, they already have all the programming, and most of it's already filtered through. So to me, why not still reap the extra benefits on the side? I could see them thinning it out maybe, and the updates are a little bit less. But to me, really, that doesn't seem like a lot of work to me for them, or a lot of overhead for them to keep that running. Plus, if you have a channel, they're probably going to show replays of their shows and other stuff. So you're not going to really have – they'll probably do it like most stations when they first started out, like even NFL Network. You know, they barely had any live stuff, and they were pretty much just looping their NFL films and Total Access over and over. So I could see something like that, where they replay 8-hour blocks three times a day for the first few months or first year or so, until they really get going. But knowing Vince, you know, he'll probably try and go too far in the beginning, and it'll end up bombing because he won't give it time to grow. But we'll see.
Or it'll go in the other direction, where it'll look really good for like 2 or 3 months, and then they'll get scared, and then everything will just be stale after that.
Well, the big hurdle really is, can they convince their, the stations that have their programming now, USA and, Sci-Fi, I guess, you know, it's Universal, NBC, are they going to be okay if they start showing replays on their own channel? Are they going to be afraid that that's going to take away from their programming?
I mean, that's what it's going to come down to, because, you know, if you air Raw... You know, Raws are Monday night at 9 on USA. Will USA care that you can watch it again at 11 o'clock on the WWE?
Well, I'm guessing they wouldn't do it that night. I'm thinking maybe they'd do it later in the week, maybe on Saturday or Sunday. Because right now, if for people have HD and they have NBC Universal HD, on Saturday nights. They show Raw and SmackDown in a loop from like 6 to 2 in the morning. They show it like three times each. So, you know, they do show a replay on their own network. So maybe they'll work out a deal where they say, you know, maybe that Monday afternoon, they'll play the show from the week before. You know, maybe something like that. I don't think they would do same night, though, because I think that would definitely hurt.
You know what would be a good idea, though? See, this is where you got, and you and I have talked about this, this is where the network could really be fun. Do like a Raw post-game show. You know, do a live half-hour thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Put a camera there in front of the table and have Lawler and Cole and whoever do like a little post-game about how Raw was. You can, you know, loop it during the overnight and have it air till the next day. And then, you know, I think that would be a pretty solid idea. And you know what? A lot of the online stuff can move on that channel. You could put NXT there.
Yep.
You can put Tough Enough reruns on there. You can use it as kind of not a rerun channel, but you can put a lot of overflow.
Yeah. And what they should look at, you know, what they should look at is NFL Network's model. I mean, the way they started and the way they ended up doing things, and you have all this footage and you have this ability and you have your own studio, you know, and plus they can show their movies too, you know, See No Evil, Condemned, all those movies, they can throw them up on there. And actually, some of those interesting, it seemed like they made their most profit this quarter off those movies. They had like $75 million in profit or something crazy.
Yeah, and probably because 2010 was not exactly the best year for DVDs, and DVDs usually is where their bread and butter is. God knows house show sales aren't, but you know, they usually make a good schmackadoll off of DVDs, and for the DVD fans, and this is something that our good friend Johnny Reckless and I talked about on our other station a while back, and we'll talk about this again, is that it almost seems like the current product is catering to younger fans, which is clear. I mean, that's not easy, hard to figure out. And any of the multimedia stuff, whether it's DVDs or the classics on demand, caters to fans like you and I and my brother and, you know, Johnny and some of our other friends who look at the product and go, oh my God, we have to look at John Cena again, and then go, all right, well, I'm going to throw in Starcade, you know, 90 or something, you know?
Yep.
And that's where they're trying to get their two branches of revenue. But last year, the DVDs, you know, there was a couple of decent ones, but usually there's at least, I mean, think about it. You and I have been buying DVDs a long time. In the time that you and I have known each other, at least starting in 2000, probably 2005 till 2009, there were always at least like six really solid DVD sellers, whether it's like the DVDs involved in the promotions, like the AWA one or the World Class one or any of the three discs, like the Stone Cold one. I remember one that sold like gangbusters. I'm looking at my library in front of me now. The Saturday Night's Main Event DVD sold great. You know, stuff like that. But this past year, I know the DVD sales were not stellar. I know the WrestleMania, which is usually one of their bread and butter DVDs, I know the WrestleMania sales last year were not that good. Not like in the past. And I tell you something, on paper right now, 27 doesn't really look that great either. But we got a lot of time to think about that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. And like we said, we're planning on doing a little bit of a roundtable before that show airs. So
we have a lot of guys that are going to join us for that. Like I said, Graham Cawthon, the creator of the history of WWE.com, a lot of good contributors. So look out for that. That'll probably be coming up in late March, as we head to WrestleMania 27, which is April 3rd. Yeah, April 3rd. Speaking of WrestleMania, the announcement came out, although it really wasn't a surprise to many. I had been mentioning it for a while. WrestleMania 28 will be at Sun Life Financial Stadium in Miami.
So a little bit of a surprise, though, because a lot of people thought it was definitely going to be in Toronto, and there were already rumors Trish Stratus going to the Hall of Fame and Rock. But now I'm guessing if it's in Miami, I mean, that's a lock that the Rock will be in the Hall of Fame next year.
Yeah, I don't think, well, there's absolutely. And there's still rumors that he's going to be the host.
This year, or he's walking through the rainy woods into a cabin. There's also rumors of that.
Yeah, you know what? You could blow it out. Never mind. that was me. He was making fun of me because if you go to our board, the place to be, bigelow34.proboards.com, I had said that maybe The Rock was the one who is in those vignettes, and Justin totally shot me down, and he's right too because I don't know where I got.
Yeah, I think for the first time in our friendship, I had to completely eviscerate you in front of everyone because
you know what? Ludicrous. I have to blame our friend Oscar for that because he suckered me into thinking that, and I usually don't fall for his antics, but
he's a fool.
He is a fool. In any event, this is us. We're gonna right now. Of course, it's just Justin and I, but when we get to the future podcasts, right here on our Place to Be platform, we're going to have all sorts of fun stuff. Now, again, tonight we've kind of done a little cornucopia of topics, but we are going to have topic-specific podcasts. Our good friend Leanne's going to come on. We're going to talk Jersey Shore. We're going to talk some restaurants. We're going to talk movies, music, classic rock fans. We got a Biggie fan here. And that's a good topic I want to talk to you about. There was a rumor, and I know I don't want to start a whole other conversation, but I want to put this in your head because this might be a good conversation for future reference. The rumor is that Suge Knight actually got Tupac killed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stories out there as to what really went on. You know, obviously, there's been, I think it was a VH1 or MTV that did the special on the two of them that kind of looked into it, and then
yeah, it was VH1.
You know, the movie Notorious, obviously, that was from, you know, Diddy Dirty Money, as he's known now. You know, his recollection and memories on Faith Evans, so, you know, you got to take that for what it's worth.
Obviously, good movie, by the way. I recommend it.
It was a good movie, but you got to obviously take it, you know, from their perspective. You got to take that with a grain of salt, knowing that, you know, they're obviously not going to portray that any of it was really Biggie's fault in the end. But yeah, that's something we can definitely get into a little bit further.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So, but yeah, just stick with us. Thank you for listening. This was fun. And again, this is just the beginning. So,
yeah, and to set the stage, the next few we have planned coming out later this week, we're going to do one podcast we're going to do maybe once every few weeks or so is a classic wrestling pay-per-view recap. So we're going to kind of go through the show and talk about it. So the first one we got lined up is the original WrestleMania 1. So that's going to be coming out next week. And also we're going to do a baseball off-season recap, kind of talking about you know, what teams approved, what teams didn't, and kind of setting up maybe like an early bare bones preview of the season. And then as we get closer to opening day, we'll do a full out, you know, predictions. We'll bring in Dr. G and talk about that. And then also we are going to be having our friend Leanne on, and she does run a very good restaurant, recipe, food blog, and big Jersey Shore fan, big reality TV person. So we're going to get her on, talk about that. So those are the few upcoming. And of course, the John Walters interview that we mentioned as well will be coming up soon.
So stay with us here on The Place to Be. Once again, I'm Scott Criscolo. Thanks for joining us. And we got a good little way to go out here.
All right. Let's wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up here, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Later.